about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Well, I know many of you hate these studies when I bring it up, but I just got to bring them up anyway. These are the types of studies where you've been doing something all along, and then Dr. Dahlia gets on the radio and tells you it turns out it was bad. And not only me, you're going to see it out of USA Today and in the news, etc. But this isn't the first time you've heard it, okay? We've talked about this one before. In this particular study, they found that taking calcium supplements could hurt a man's heart. Now, remember last year, they were saying how vitamin supplements and nutritional supplements could cause early death in a woman. So many of you men out there were going, whew, I'm in the clear. Honey, fill out a will. Well, now this one is looking at the men. All right, so if you thought you were in the clear, you ain't. In the study, men who were consuming more than 1,000 milligrams a day of calcium from supplements at the beginning of the 12-year study had an increased risk of death from heart disease by the end of the study. Oh, that's not good. I hate these studies. Give me something happy. I want to be happy about something. I don't want to hear about this. All right, anyway, research shows that high intake of calcium from supplements is correlated with increased risk of death from heart disease, such as heart attacks, for men, but not women. Okay, so women, whew, I know usually we get hit, we get beat up pretty badly, right? Especially, oh, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I know as a doctor, I'm supposed to, you know, be really pushing mammograms and be reveling in the fact that we have a whole month on breast cancer awareness, but I hate the news and all the reports, and I, you know, our boobies get beat up so badly Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We go in for one mammogram, doctor goes, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, go in for another. You got two boobs, get two mammograms. And we get beat up pretty badly on that one. All right, so it's kind of nice for us to take a little breather while we look at this story. Even though we need our men healthy. All right, but keep in mind, with this study, it had to do with calcium supplements, not calcium-rich foods. You see, we're back to this whole topic of if you get your vitamin naturally in your food, you're good. Once you start taking a supplement, you have an issue. In the previous hour, we talked about another study citing how vitamin C can increase risk of kidney stones. Well, we know that. We've talked about that all the time. But people are popping a lot of vitamin C now because of flu season, and they're getting kidney stones. But you don't see the increased risk if you're eating your apple. If you're eating your orange, if you're eating your grapefruit, people don't seem to get kidney stones from eating grapefruit, right? Or oranges, or kiwi, which are rich in vitamin C. They never talk about that, but they talk about the supplements. Same thing with the calcium. They go, taking calcium-rich foods? No, that won't do it. So there's obviously something to the powdery substrate that the calcium is attached to. Now, some of you would say, all right, well, then fine. Fine by me. I will take the calcium. Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. Move on to a more interesting topic. Well, first of all, I don't have a more interesting topic. All right, so boo on you. But number two, this is important because many of you men get osteoporosis. Now, osteoporosis is thinning of the bones. No, it's not penis shrinkage. That's something else. This is called osteoporosis. No, you still have to worry about it. And with osteoporosis, what do we doctors do? We tell you, all right, well, or medical providers do. What we do is we tell you, all right, I want you to up your calcium. I want you taking 1,200 to 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. Well, how the hell are you supposed to protect your bones if now articles are coming out, studies are coming out saying, nah, 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 because if you take more than 1,000, you could be at higher risk for heart attack. So a recent study showed that 50% of older men and 70% of older women are taking calcium supplements. Of course, that's because we're telling you to. Researchers with the National Cancer Institute and several other large research establishments looked at 388,000 people's data, ages 50 to 71. So this was a pretty big section of a population that they looked at. And they said compared to non-users, men who were consuming more than a gram a day of calcium from supplements had increased risk of heart disease. So what do you do? Well, one is, can you try to go to calcium-rich foods? Can you do that? Can you do low-fat milk, non-fat milk, low-fat yogurt, some orange juices are fortified? I think you could get calcium in your spinach and some of your leafy greens. But keep in mind, a cup of milk only has 300 milligrams of calcium. We want most men and women getting at least 1,000, which means you're going to have to drink over 3 cups of milk. I can't stand milk. Milk tastes like crap. I've never liked milk. Now, chocolate milk, White Russians, I could get through. Kahlua and cream, maybe. I cannot just drink straight milk. You're going to have to go figure it out, people. Now, a lot of us women, we go, oh, to heck with that. I'll eat some cheese. Now, I could eat 1,000 milligrams of calcium-fortified cheese in one bite. I love cheese. But what's wrong with cheese? Nothing. No. What's wrong with cheese? It's fattening. Cheese is fattening. Plus, it's very gummy with the way it's made, so you could get very constipated. Many of you that have bowel problems, it's because of all the cheese that you eat. So we're trying to look for dairy type of food substitutes that you, well, I mean, not a food substitute, but a substitute for cheese or ice cream. I know. I heard one of you scream ice cream. When you scream ice cream, you all scream for ice cream. I get that. Yeah, funny. You know, ice cream, it does have calcium, but again, now we're looking at sugar. I know, fat-free, sugar-free ice cream, but be careful, people. This is something you got to do every day. I don't want you eating something sugar-free every day. I don't want you eating something fat-free every day. There's chemicals in them. So you're going to have to figure out how to get the milk into you. You're going to have to figure, I know some of you are lactose intolerant. I know I get that. Then there's lactate tablets. We'll just go back to the tablets. So what we're going to do is we're going to avoid the calcium tablets. Have you eat calcium-rich foods, but then take tablets like lactate to avoid the lactose intolerance issues you could have. So you see how we're doing that? We're going to fight the tablet problem with more tablets. That's how we do things in medicine. Yeah. You know what? It's gotten us through all this time. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you are a little bit confused about our XM schedule. We are still live. Okay. This is our XM schedule. We are on noon and 5 a.m. XM Eastern Time. So those of you listening to the 5 a.m. show, 4 a.m. Central, we're still good. Okay? So don't shut the radios off. And we're live 9 to noon Pacific Time. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 5th, 2013. Gold opened up at $1674.75. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1705.77, a half ounce for $857.54, or a quarter ounce for $428.77. That's $1705.75, $857.54, and $428.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, now, you know, we were talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That usually happens in October. Well, this is February. So February is usually the month that we discuss the heart a lot and cardiovascular issues. So that's why we got that calcium study that just came out with men taking calcium more at risk for heart disease. And that really was a fun one, wasn't it? But in addition to any cardiovascular studies that seem to come out and, you know, the media seems to broadcast on it, especially more this month, because I think it's American Heart Month or Heart Awareness Month or American Cardiology Month. It's also the month of love because of Valentine's Day. I don't know which came first, Valentine's Day or American Heart. Well, Valentine's Day obviously came first, but did they choose February because of Valentine's Day? Everything's red. There's hearts all over the place. So they figured, oh, this would be a good time because people love each other. So hopefully they'll want to make each other, keep each other healthy. So this month, be prepared. We're going to have a lot of news on the heart, and we're also going to have a lot of lovey-dovey type stories come up. And when I talk about lovey-dovey, how to increase, you know, your sex life, I know. Do I sound like I'm an expert, right, on how to spice things up in the bedroom? Do I? Well, you're going to hear it from me anyway. Now, luckily, we have the help of media outlets. So, for example, Fox News has an article here on how to increase your morning intimacy. Now, a lot of men don't know this, all right, especially if they don't listen to my show. But a trick is many women are hornier and more amorous first thing in the morning. So if you have a very difficult time trying to get sex out of your wife at night, and again, don't force her. Nobody should be forced. But, you know, trying to talk her into it. And I really should hear, and you should really consult with me on what you are saying to try to get her into bed, because my guess is it's not very helpful, and I should probably give you pointers on how to bring up the subject of going to bed with your wife. My guess is, you know, honey, I just took a dump, so my bowels are free, we could do it now. Not going to work. Not going to work with her. So maybe run some of that by me if you can, so I could give you guys some pointers. But a lot of women, with their cortisol rise, with their dopamine levels, sometimes the early morning is one of the better times. Now, a lot of people don't think so because of the bad breath, because, you know, you're tired, you're grumpy, you got to start your day, you don't want to have to take an extra long shower. And so a lot of people don't take advantage of the morning sex drive boost that women have. Now, according to Fox News, they say there's some things that you could do to max out on morning intimacy. Now, you see how they use the word intimacy? Okay, we're not doing slam, bam, thank you, ma'ams, okay? You got to be intimate with your woman. Okay, intimate. You're going to have to talk to her. You're going to have to hold her, okay? You'll have to open your eyes, acknowledge that she exists, that she's in the vicinity. All right, people? They say one thing that the woman could do is give your husband a sexy wake, or your man. I'm sorry. A lot of people aren't married when they're having sex. Sorry about that. My show sometimes is so outdated, right? Okay. I got to stop talking about missionary style. I guess nobody does that anymore. Who knew? I've been married so long, I have no idea what all the new positions are. I got to watch some Showtime Extreme. Okay. They say you could set your alarm to play soft music. Oh, please. And as soon as you're aroused, quietly slip out of your PJs. Then, if he's lying on his back, this is according to Fox News, place your hands on his thigh. Oh, this is getting pornographic. Place your hands on his thighs with your thumb pointing towards his genitals. Now, this is suggested by acupuncturist Alexis Arvidsson. They say move your thumbs in a slow, I can't go through this. Apparently, according to the ancient techniques of acupuncture, rubbing the thin-skinned areas, we call those titties. I know what they're talking about. They're talking about the titties. The titty, you know what the titty is? Okay. The titty is a part of the upper thigh. You know when your kids are in their diapers and they're sitting there and their legs are, you know, kids are so limber, so their feet are up in the air, they're in their diaper, and they got those big pudgy thighs. So you take their pudgy thighs and you tickle their feet, and then you go and you tickle their thighs, and then you, you know, smack their tushy or whatever you do, and then you tickle their tummy, and then you do farfies or whatever. Okay, that upper thigh area is called titties, and they're very ticklish, and they're also very, arousable. All right. The problem is when they talk about acupuncture, then you think of a needle. So if you end up doing this to your man, please don't bring up that an acupuncturist gave you the advice, because he'll immediately think of needles, and then everything will just fall and sink after that. Okay, next. They say part of what makes morning sex so deliciously primal is that in the light of day, you can't hide your flaws. So let your insecurities take a back seat to pure unadulterated pleasure. Instead of covering up under blankets, throw them off so you both could get a visual thrill. He'll bask in the eye candy, and you will too. That's according to a study by Emory University. They said women are just as visually aroused as men during sex. Oh, no way. No way. If I took off the covers, my husband would leave. No, I need to be completely dressed. We're talking raincoat and galoshes. All right. Then they say take advantage of nature. All right. They say when he sleeps, the testosterone he'll use for the upcoming day accumulates, according to Gabrielle Lichterman, author of 28 Days. Stop the giggles. From the time he wakes up, you can't make that stuff up, can you? Lichterman. From the time he wakes up, he has a three-hour window when he's brimming with peak levels. Don't let them go to waste. See, I always have headaches in the morning. I'm not on purpose. I reach for the Excedrin. I don't reach for him. I reach for the Excedrin. Then it says boost your animal lust. Oh, no. The last thing I need are the animals getting horny. They say as soon as you're awake, snuggle up to your guy and take a whiff of his underarm. Are you kidding me? According to scientists at the University of Pennsylvania, a man's musky underarm odor is a libido booster. I don't think I've ever sniffed any man's armpit on purpose. I mean, here's the thing. Okay. You know, men and gyms and them being all masculine and sweaty and stuff. I mean, that, you know, there is something to man's sweat. They're 100% right. You know, that's how women would be attracted to the man. He'd come back all sweaty. My guess is it's because he brought a big chunking piece of zebra meat, you know, that she could sink her teeth into, you know, because she was hungry. But for the most part, they were sexy at the time, and, you know, because they were sweaty at the time. So, yeah, sweat does. All right, but they say if you have a problem, get into the mood, sniff your man's underarm. Again, this is coming from this report from Fox News. Then they say install a double showerhead. They say taking a shower together is romantic, but it's very difficult because, my husband would always hog the water, and I'm freezing. And when you get cold, it's not really fun in the shower. You see, in the movies, they make it act like there's so much water, and there's steam, and there's bubbles all over the place. It's not like that. Shampoo bottles are falling on you. I step on my razor. I can't tell you how many times I have cut the bottom of my toe because the razor falls, and then I end up stepping on it. Then, of course, the cat jumps into the shower. We got one cat that loves the shower. So, as far as I'm concerned, mood is ended. They say, get a double shower head. I guess you could get a Home Depot or whatever, Lowe's. Then crank up the water temperature. Heat brings blood to the skin surface, and it makes it more receptive to touch. They say you could use shower gel. My lisp is coming back. Sorry. Peppermint shower gel. And I guess the scent wakes you up and activates nerves, according to Wheeling Jesuit University and West Virginia research. So people research this stuff. Peppermint soap. You know what soap I like? I like my kids' 3-in-1 SpongeBob SquarePants soap. That stuff smells good. Then I smell like strawberries and stuff. I use my kids' SpongeBob SquarePants soap. That I like. Yeah. SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah. No, you know, I'm sorry. The shower is not for sex. What the shower is for is singing. I do my best singing in the shower. And I cannot waste any water pressure. Sex has to be somewhere else. No, the shower, the whole vertical thing, I never could understand. I'm not, I don't know. No, not for me. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Can we please move on to another segment? Oh, thank the Lord. I mean, I tell you, I don't understand it's Valentine's Day. It's not my favorite holiday. But I will, though, have to give you guys advice on gifts. Okay, I think a lot of you really mess up when it comes to Valentine's gifts, girls too. So maybe next week we'll talk about that, and I'll try to avoid any more lovey-dovey topics if we can. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, two California students at South El Monte High School had their fingers severed during a tug-of-war match on Monday. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard kids losing their fingers. I remember when I was little, during the 70s, we had to ban the tug-of-war game during field day because another school, a whole bunch of kids, lost their fingers when the winning team pulled. And you know how burly that rope is, right? Well, apparently this game was taking place as part of a homecoming event designed to increase school spirit. And at some point, while all the pulling and tugging, they say, was taking place, a female and a male student each had their fingers detached. Now, they have not released the names or ages of the injured students. Los Angeles County Fire Department Miguel Garcia said firefighters responded to the scene at the school a little bit after noon. There were fingers that were amputated. The children were transported by ambulance to the trauma center. Now, we've talked about keeping the, you know, severed finger on ice or cool, right? And sometimes these doctors can reattach them. It's amazing what they can do. But, you know, it's scary because tug of war, you know, is a fun game. And every time I see a school bring it back and do tug of war, I always check the rope. And I always tell my kids, let it go. If you think you're about to lose, if you just let it go. It's not worth losing your fingers. And I hate doing that because you always want to tell your kids to fight to the end, you know, when it comes to a sport, right? But if you think, but the problem is it's that last pull, right? And maybe it's because all the other parents were, all the other kids were told by their parents to let it go. Immediately release so you don't lose your fingers. I don't know, but I think it's just too dangerous a game. You know, if they can't figure out how to make a rope that won't, because again, you need that friction, you know, to be able to hold on to it. You don't really sweat that much with the original tug of war ropes we were using 30 some years ago. I mean, they were, that I remember, I mean, you wouldn't sweat. You had your hand around it, you know, I mean, you know, it was hard when you were really young because your hands weren't big enough to go around the big rope. But unfortunately, because of the texture or the braiding, very easy to lose fingers. Very, very easy. All right. So let me see. So as we get more information, we will keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where there's a 25-year-old gentleman from Australia who was addicted to soda. So addicted, he would drink 8 liters of soda a day. Well, from what we understand, he now has no teeth. All his teeth, from what I understand, have rot. So they had to be pulled. And, I guess he was down to 13 teeth. And those 13 teeth were all rotten. So they had to be pulled. And now he's in dentures. All right. I guess most adults, they have about 28 to 32 teeth, depending on those wisdom teeth coming in. Or if the wisdom teeth, all four, come in without a problem, you'll have 32 teeth. If not, you'll have about 28. And he always drank Coca-Cola. So the guy has absolutely no teeth. You see a picture of him with the dentures sitting on a Coca-Cola glass. Now, we talk about teeth health with kids and adults, and I know many of you start to kind of tune out, right, because you think it's going to be just as horrible in a segment as any of the lovey-dovey segments we talk about. But I do think we really underestimate what our teeth can handle. You know, we go to the dentist, we use toothpaste, we do better, you know, we chew maybe gum, and the gum seems to help clean our teeth because we salivate more. But for the most part, from what I see, especially with our older population, our teeth, our gums are horrible. And older people are still losing your teeth. Don't think just because you have your teeth now, you'll be able to save them. Okay, as you age, you will lose your teeth if you didn't take good care of them, and especially if you didn't take good care of the gums. Okay, you shouldn't be brushing your teeth for 2 seconds, spitting, and then, you know, jumping back in front of the TV with the soda. Okay, you got to stay away from the soda. Those sodas, the carbonic acid, it just, to me, eats away at the enamel. The sugar eats away at the enamel, causes rot. The gums want to be healthy too. The gums don't need sugar. The gums don't need diet sweeteners. You know, just think about it. But when it comes to the gums, I strongly urge water picking. One of my children's dentists had recommended the water pick. And cleaning the gums out with water is probably one of the most underutilized but most efficient cleaning techniques. So you brush your teeth, you dental floss, and then get that water pick. And the water pick cleans it off. You know, it blows my mind. People wash their cars. They take better care of their cars than they do their own body. So I would get, first of all, I'd get one of those toothbrushes, those electric toothbrushes that rotate and can massage your gums. Next, I'd get some really good dental floss that works, all right? And make sure you take a big enough piece. I know what a lot of you do. It happens to me all the time. I take a piece that's too short, right, because you're trying to save on dental floss. Then it's so uncomfortable to dental floss your teeth with too short a dental floss that you do it half-assed and you say, okay, no more. Get a real nice long piece of dental floss that's worth the extra 2 cents. Get in there, and get the crap out, and then take a water pick and spray it down. Now, I don't like to do all that sometimes because my gums will bleed. And I told my dentist, I go, I don't want my gums to bleed, so I'm not going to get in there that hard. And he's like, well, that's why your gums are bleeding. It's because you have gingivitis. Okay, take better care of your teeth. And I wouldn't just do dental flossing once at night. I would dental floss after every meal. Okay, the food doesn't want to sit there for 8 hours and fester until you finally decide to dental floss if you're going to dental floss. Dental floss in between, and then you don't get stuck with food in your teeth. Right? You have a meeting, and you smile, and there's a nice, big, juicy chive piece in there. All right? Makes some sense. Now, this makes total sense, according to this next article. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. There's a pen that actually vibrates when you make a spelling error or a grammatical error, and it's aimed at teaching kids how to write. This is pretty cool. It's a high-tech pen designed by German company Lernstift. And basically, it's in the prototype stage, and it's capable of picking up errors in spelling or letter formation in real time, delivering a warning vibration to the writer's hand. This is incredible. I don't know how it's going to recognize, especially my kid's handwriting or my handwriting. I'm surprised. They say the users can choose between two functions, calligraphy mode, pointing out flaws of form and legibility, or orthography mode, detecting orthographic and grammatical mistakes. Now, I know I make orthographic mistakes because I don't know what the hell orthographic is. They say sensor spelled. I know a lot of you don't either. Don't pretend like you know. I got to look that up on break. Sensors built into the pen detect variations in the way letters are formed and buzzes immediately if an error is spotted. They say creators Falk and Mandy Wolski were inspired by their son's early writing attempts. So I guess it's a husband-wife group. And I guess there were a lot of errors. And after they said, oh, my gosh, what's my kid doing? It's your fault. No, it's your fault. It's your mother-in-law's fault. They decided, you know what, let's be proactive and let's make a pen. How much is it going to cost? I guess it would be buku bucks. But that's kind of phenomenal. Now, but again, here's my only issue with that. Here's my only issue, okay? We're assuming somebody's going to learn. And this could be used for adults, too. We're assuming somebody's going to learn kind of like this Pavlovian response. That it'll, every time you make an error, it'll vibrate. Well, you'll correct yourself, and if you don't mentally take that image of what the correction should be, you're not going to learn. Because look at what's happening with spell correct and autocorrect with our texting. All right, if I don't know how to spell a word, I'll just start typing it, and it'll just autocorrect, and I move on. I don't stop and go, oh, that's right, I before E, except after C, and I don't stop and do that. So my only worry about something like this is it could actually lead to these kids not trying to learn their spelling error. I mean, how did we learn our spelling errors? The teacher would make a big, huge, red, nasty circle and then make us rewrite the word 5 times. We don't, you know, a pen vibrating and you going, oh, I'll stick an O in there. May not help. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Reg Presley of the Trogs dies at age 71. Was he the one that did Wild Thing? You make my heart sing. Is that him? Yep, dies at age 71. That was just news just in. We're also watching Lindsey Vonn. U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn had been airlifted off the slopes after she suffered a pretty serious crash in Austria. From what we understand, her injuries are not life-threatening, but she does have a complex knee fracture. This could hurt her chances of being in the Olympics the next year, but we'll get more information as we can, or as we do. I guess Super Bowl next year is being held in New Jersey. And New Jersey gets kind of cold this time of year. I mean, we were just in Jersey the Sunday of Super Bowl before we flew back, and it was about 20 degrees outside, plus then the wind chill factor. It was pretty cold. It was snowing. And I guess Super Bowl is set to be in New Jersey's Meadowlands Stadium. But what the big news story is they may not know what to do for the halftime show. If it's going to be that cold, then how are they going to do the halftime show? I mean, Beyonce looks like she was, you know, dressed as, you know, well as she could be. I understand New Orleans at the time was about 60-some degrees. You know, and true, you run around, so you should be pretty warm, you know, running around. But still, New Jersey, I mean, 20 degrees? How are they going to do that? So, a little bit of a debate on whether they're going to have a halftime show. I hope they do have a halftime show, because maybe I could throw my name, you know, into the mix. Right. Dr. Dahlia halftime show. So beans give you gas. Okay, anyway, the 5-year-old boy held hostage in the nearly week-long standoff is home back. Oh, no, actually, I think he's still at the hospital, all right? But from what we understand, he was unharmed. He's with his mommy and daddy. The boy is identified only as Ethan. Okay. From what we understand, FBI yesterday stormed the underground bunker where suspect Jimmy Lee Dykes, 65 years old, was holding him. Dykes was killed in the raid, and the boy was taken away from the bunker in an ambulance. I guess his relatives told Good Morning America that he seemed normal as a child could be after what he went through and has been happily playing with his toy dinosaur. He's glad to be out of there, of course. Wow. I, you know, can you imagine what the family must have been going through? And from what we understand, the kids needed his medication, and they had to give it to him through a PVC pipe. Many of us were wondering why it did take that long. You know, where was SWAT, FBI before? But the fact that they were able to do this and do it successfully, all I have are accolades for them. So thank God, little boy Ethan back with his parents. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another headline today was excessive TV watching can lower your sperm count. They found that men who watch about 20 hours of TV a week have half the sperm load as somebody else who doesn't watch that much TV. Right? Now, is it because we just don't move? Is it because of an obesity issue? But they found that men that exercise well, they have many more sperm and pretty vibrant sperm. So for those of you that, you know, are kind of couch potatoes, you know, and you're trying to impregnate your wife, you may want to get off the couch and get moving. Not very virile. Baby boomers, they say, are not the healthiest generation. According to a study published in JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine, they found that the baby boomer generation from 1946 to 1964, children born between that stage 1946 and 1964, were less healthy than many of their parents. And more baby boomers have high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and high cholesterol than in the previous generation. Now, my argument to that is the previous generation wasn't screened like we screen now. Okay, many of them had shorter life expectancy. Okay, and you know, when I went to school, blood pressure wasn't high unless you were over 140, over 90. Now they've changed the recommendation. Same thing with cholesterol. Cholesterol cutoff was 240 at the time. Now it's 200. So you could also make an argument that if the baby boomer parents were being screened, many of them passed because the levels were a lot higher than in terms of the norm. And once they lowered the bar, many people were diagnosed. Yeah, I got to admit, I'm still a little confused. My father was born in 42. My mother was born in 44. And they always called themselves baby boomers because they were babies that resulted as military came back, you know, from the war. Right. We were in the World War One, starting in 1941, left in 1945. So I was always under the impression because they always called themselves baby boomers. But I've been noticing lately, am I the only one noticing this, or were we always wrong? When I was younger, I thought it was anybody who was born when the military came back from World War Two would be in that baby boomer group. So my father and mother always were talking about baby boomers, you know, how they were the baby boomers in the 70s and 80s and all that. But recently I see the cutoff 1946 to 1964. But 1946, you know, I thought the whole part of the baby boomer thing were people coming back from World War II, are on leave, coming home on leave, seeing their lady, getting her pregnant. That's what I thought it was. But I guess the baby boomer generation started with people born after 1946. All right, so they say overall only 13% of baby boomers rated their health as excellent, while nearly three times as many, 32% of those in the previous generation, considered themselves in excellent health. They say hypertension is a biggie, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure. But like I said, we're screening for that more. We're screening for. Plus, you know, a lot of the baby boomers, they started to eat, I mean, especially, you know, in the 60s, a lot of them might have grown up on TV dinners and maybe more fast food. I mean, I would say the most unhealthy generation is the current group of kids who are living on energy drinks and soda pop at dinner time and fast food. I mean, even me, growing up in the 70s and 80s, my mom would still try to make a home-cooked meal. All right, it wasn't always pizza and McDonald's like it appears to be now for a lot of families. So I would say that probably the least healthy generation, the generation we got to worry about, is this the generation on caffeine drinks and energy drinks. But you know, back then people born in the 1940s, 1950s, you'd eat home cooked meals. Now, true, we probably cooked with more lard and fat than we do now. All right, but in terms of eating habits and exercise, you would think the baby boomers, because of the way they grew up, would be better trained. My guess also is you have a huge population of baby boomers. Boy, that's a fun word to say, baby boomers. Now, why is all this coming up on baby boomers? Well, remember, government has to make a case as to why Medicare funds and Social Security funds are being depleted. And they're going to blame the baby boomers. The baby boomers always get blamed. It's always the baby boomers' fault. It's not the baby boomers' fault. All you guys did was pay your taxes and pay your dues. Now you come to the age where you're going to be needing Medicare, and now you have to take these cuts. We have to use our healthcare dollars for free birth control. You know, when do you get, you put in your dues? And this concentration on how large the baby boomer population is and how sickly, quote unquote, the baby boomer population is, it's trying to, I guess, distract us from what the real problem is. Government mismanaged all your money. So all that money you put into the Medicare system and the Social Security system that should be there for you now that you need it, it's not. And they're going to blame, well, it's because you guys are more sickly. No, I'd have to say you guys are pretty damn healthy. I mean, think about it. If you didn't have a heart attack in your 40s and 50s, you've been getting your mammograms. You're not getting breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer because it's being found. I would say you guys are a pretty damn healthy group. I am. Of course, there's more of you, and we're screening more, so there'll be technically higher numbers of obesity and higher numbers of high cholesterol and diabetes. But I get very, very angry when they want to blame the baby boomers for a problem when we really should be blaming the government. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take me down. You know, take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.